ladies and gentlemen. It's a privilege to be here. Nancy and I are always glad to come home, even if it's on a rainy, blustery day. But the good news is sunshine is just around the corner. You know, for a number of years, many Americans have kind of taken this holiday for granted. It's been a day of rest, a day to go fishing, a day to pursue other interests. But I think with the events on September 11th, we've had an opportunity to reflect on what really matters, our patriotism, our family, and certainly our nation. As a consequence, sadly, the very peace and security of our armed forces created, I think, a certain contentment. And that has been shaken by the events of September 11th. As we know, this year, things are certainly different in our nation. We've seen our president today over on the beaches of Normandy reflecting on the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice that was made so that we could live in freedom here today. And yet, at the same time, our military is engaged in conflicts overseas with a vile and inhumane enemy, an enemy that lives in shadows, strikes at innocent victims, and finds victory in terror. It's certainly a new war, and one that does not quickly assimilate with previous conflicts that our soldiers faced in the line of duty. But one thing does remain the same: our armed forces carry on the fight for freedom. Every day, you know, thousands of people in Washington, D.C. pass Arlington Cemetery on their way to work, on their way home, and it just seems to be an everyday routine. On the other hand, if you ever have an opportunity to visit there, it's a memorable experience to look and see those rows of white crosses and the headstones, which are a constant reminder that our democracy is only possible thanks to the men and women who are willing to defend our freedoms. In 1921, an American soldier whose name was known only to God was buried at Arlington National Cemetery. This soldier became the personification of dignity and reverence for all America's veterans. And in 1958, two more unidentified fallen American soldiers from World War II and Korea were interred next to their compatriot of World War I. These were the brave soldiers and all those who have died in the battle whose bodies were never returned home for a proper recognition or burial. But they today are guarded daily, night and day, by men and women in the armed services as a symbol of our respect for their sacrifice. And thankfully, Memorial Day allows us time to stop and think of them for a brief moment. Out of our seemingly busy schedules, we simply stop. We stop taking for granted the freedoms to say what we want, go where we want, and do what we want to do. We stop thinking of ourselves solely and instead remember that there is a greater purpose in life. We stop and remember those who gave their lives so that we might live free. We stop to simply say thank you. America is a peaceful society. All of us want our children to be shielded from the horrors of war that we have seen in our lifetime. And every soldier, man or woman, hopes to pass on a world of peace where their children do not have to live in fear nor know the horrors of war. But we are constantly reminded that freedom cannot be taken for granted, and that evil will always exist somewhere in this world. For that, we depend on the men and women of our military who put their lives on the line on a daily basis. And it is that sacrifice that really brings us all here today to give thanks and remembrance to the men and women who have lost their lives serving their country. a debt that we can never properly repay. Perhaps to honor those who engaged in combat today, and to add our thanks and prayers with yours as well. Let me conclude with something that came into my office some weeks ago, which I think reflect change of just what 1 year makes as we reflect on our values. It's called Meet Me in the Stairwell. You say you will never forget where you were when you heard the news on September 11, 2001. Well, neither will I. I was on the 110th floor in a smoke-filled room with a man who called his wife to say goodbye. I held his fingers steady as he dialed. I gave him the peace of mind to say, honey, I'm not going to make it, but it's okay. I'm ready to go. I was with his wife when he called as she fed breakfast to their children. I held her up as she tried to understand his words and as she realized he wasn't coming home that night. I was on the stairwell of the 23rd floor when a woman cried out to me for help. I have been knocking on the door of your heart for 50 years, I said. Of course I will show you the way home. Only believe in me now. I was at the base of the building when the priest ministering to the injured and devastated souls. I took him home to tend his flock in heaven. He heard my voice and answered. And I was on all four of those airplanes, in every seat and in every prayer. I was with the crew as they were overtaken. I was in the very hearts of the believers, then comforting and assuring them that their faith had saved them. I was in Texas. I was in Kansas. I was in London. And yes, I was in Alaska. I was standing next to you when you heard the terrible news. Did you sense me? I want to know that I saw every face. I knew every name, though not all knew me. Some met me for the first time on the 86th floor. Some sought me with their last breath. Some couldn't hear me calling to them through the smoke and through the flames. Come to me. This way. Take my hand. Some chose for the final time to ignore me, but I was there. I did not place you in the tower that day. You may not know why, but I do. However, if you were there in that explosive moment in time, would you have reached for me? September 11, 2001 was not the end of the journey for you, but someday your journey will end as well, and I will be there with you. Seek me now while I may be found. Then at any moment you know that you are ready to go. I will be in the stairwell at your final moments.